About 500 Muslims are living at this Catholic church in Bawali. Many have lost everything. They're getting little to no assistance. Ibrahim Mohammed was in Boyali, a town further northwest, when the anti-Balaka attacked on January 8th.
They had guns and grenades. We tried to fight back. All we had were bows and arrows. We called Selika for help and fled into the bush. When Selika got there, we came out and saw all the dead. The anti-Balaka killed my father, who was the village chief, my two wives, and four of my children.
Selika's 9-month rule has ended, and throughout the West and in the capital, the anti-Balaka have been seeking revenge for those months of killing, looting, and destruction. It was on January 17th that international troops pushed Selika out of Bawali. The anti-Balaka and local residents turned on the Muslims. Those that could fled. Abbot Xavier Arno Fagba went out door to door, bringing the rest to his parish.
I didn't have a plan. I was just thinking, here are brothers in difficulty. They needed help. I went to get them as a pastor and as a Christian. I did it in the name of my faith.
The anti-Balaka tried to attack the church on February 4th. Congolese troops fought them off and are guarding the compound. Mohamed Mukhtar says the anti-Balaka grabbed him in the market just 2 weeks ago. He escaped, but now won't leave the church.
The anti-Balaka, they tied me up here with rope, both sides, and my feet as well as behind my back. They're still of a mind to do bad things to Muslims.
This Muslim neighborhood in Bawali sits empty, looted. A resident from across the way, Guy Blaise Zazi, says the people who lived here collaborated with Selika.
Before we all worked together, we laughed together. But when Selika came to Bawali, they changed completely. The smallest thing and they got their weapon. The smallest thing and they just wanted to kill Christians.
Locals say that anger continues to simmer. And look, VOA News, Bawali CAR.